thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button.
And when we were in India, from January through September. We actually don't stay that long because of the COVID. All the buses and trains and all the flights were closed, shut down. And 6 months, no buses, no trains. And we weren't allowed to go even more than 2 miles from home. There were check posts and police everywhere. And they stopped the traffic. And that's the way it was for almost last year. The schools were closed. And they didn't go to school all year last year. But I have some good news. They are back to school now. They love to go to school and they are very happy. And last year when the COVID hit, our children in the children homes were sent home by the state, like a health department. They came and they asked them to go home, and we told them they're in a secure place here, they want to stay. And they said, no, you have to send them home. And they forced them to go home. And some of them don't have families, they have to go to relatives. And they are coming back now, and we are happy they are coming back. And we have been drilling bore wells for the last 7 years. So far we drilled 100 bore wells, and last year we drilled 4 bore wells in a remote jungle areas. When we go to drill these bore wells, the people are so happy because they don't have to go to the water holes. They have to walk 1 mile, 2 miles to carry the water. Sometimes they slip and fall and get hurt. And the water is also dirty water. They get sick by drinking that water. And when we go and drill the bore wells, they are so happy. They don't have to go to the water holes to get the water. And also, they are very happy to have this clean drinking water. It is changing their lives, and not only changing their lives, their health's been improving, and they are receiving living water. And our evangelists go there. Before we drill the bore well, sometimes they chase them out from the villages, and they beat them sometimes when they go to preach the gospel to them. When we drill the bore well, they know why we were there. We are there to help them. They know that we are there to share the gospel. And now they welcome our evangelists. They go there without any fear and sharing the gospel to those people. A lot of those people are becoming Christians, and as a result of that, our pastors are building churches, and so they all gather there and worship. There are many people in these tribal villages never even heard the name of Jesus. Many missionaries, many pastors, evangelists in the towns and cities and villages, but not that many are able to go to these jungle villages because there is not much transportation, and it's very dangerous to go there, and sometimes we have to walk few miles to get to these villages from the main road. And that's the difficulty to reach these people. But we have evangelists who were once lived in those villages. They were tribal people also. They had the gospel through some of our evangelists that go there, and they accepted Jesus, and then they are called to preach the gospel. Now they are going back to those villages and sharing the gospel. And the gospel is being preached to these people, and the lives are being transformed. And recently, I received a check from you to drill a bore well in India. And that's going to change the village people's lives. And we are going to work on that when we go back. And together, we are making a difference in India. One child at a time, one soul at a time, and we are reaching. I was born and raised in a very poor family. And we were sent to a children's home. That's where I heard the gospel. I gave my life to Jesus. And then my whole family became Christians. And then God called me and showed me that He's going to send me to this country and use me to help the children back in India and preach the gospel to the people. And that's all came to fruition, and that I came to this country in 1977 and started the ministry in 1979. Ever since that time, we've been helping children. Hundreds of children went through the process, and they've grown up, and some of them are married and have children of their own, and some of them became teachers, nurses, and they are in all kinds of positions. And most importantly, most of them heard the gospel through the children's home, and now they go to church and they live a Christian life. And every time we go back to India, they come and visit us. Some of them come and visit us. It's a joy to see them serving the Lord and living a good life. And we thank you all for sponsoring children and sponsoring evangelists. And we are making a difference in India. There has never been a year like 2020 in our lifetime. It brought so much pain, suffering, so much death. People lost hope. There is no hope. When COVID pandemic hit India first in March of last year, end of March, when people were tested positive, they were so scared, they committed suicide, and some jumped off the buildings and killed themselves. They had no hope for them. They were so terrified because they don't know Jesus. They don't have Jesus. A lot of people were killed like that. And we think we are strong. We are wealthy and we are healthy. Sometimes we think we don't need God. We are turning away from God, turning our backs to God. There are so many people don't know the true love that comes from God. People's lives has been changed because since this COVID pandemic hit, people's lives changed. We have to use these masks. We can't go to the neighbor's house. We can't freely talk to somebody. We have to be careful. There are so many people are dying in the hospitals. Many of us saw that, and we have to pray for the families that lost their loved ones. There are so many people in the hospitals. They are suffering. And we think we are strong and we think we are doing good. But you never know what happens. And we, the Christians, need to pray for the world. And we need to keep our faith in God. He is the only one that can help us in this situation like this. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Just like so many people are no hope, when they see these things, their hearts are failing them. Not only here, around the world, it affected. Almost every family is affected by this COVID pandemic. Everybody knows somebody who died. 2 weeks ago, my staff called me and said two of our close friends, husband died, 1 week later, wife died. And the son was in the hospital. And he's better now. He's went home. And when I heard them died because of the COVID, it was so sad to hear that. But, praise God, they are Christians. They know the Lord. And that makes a big difference. Whether we live here, whether we leave this world, we will be in a better place. And when we live here, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God is our fortress and He is our strength. And we have to focus on Him, and He is the one who redeems us, who saves us, who protects us. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. Call upon Him. He is always near to us. He is the God who can hear the call. There are so many gods in this world. They have ears, but they can't hear. They have mouth, they can't speak. But we are serving a living God. He helps His children. Whoever calls upon Him, He delivers them. And the next thing is, we have to glorify for what He is doing in our lives. Psalm 34, verse 17 through 19. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. His ears are always towards our cry. And He is ready to hear and He is ready to deliver us from the trouble we are in. And we don't know how long this COVID pandemic is going to last, but we know where our strength is, and we need to keep our focus on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our lives. And when we were in India, when we saw these people locked down for 3 months, no work, no food, no money, they were struggling for daily bread. And we wanted to buy food, but there was no food available. All the grocery stores and the stores were all shut down, closed. And we had to go different places to find enough food to buy this food to distribute to these families. When we went there to distribute to them, they were so happy to receive some help. And there are other organizations also distributed help, and they were very grateful. And even today, they are free now to go back to work. And even today, they talk about how appreciate they are about the help they received. And we praise God for people like you who supported to help those people. And almost all last year, no school. Now, the schools are open and children are happy to be there. And we have two schools, and one high school, one elementary school, and another school in a different jungle area. And we also have a teacher's training college. And when the students finish bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, and if they want to be teachers, they have to come to this college to study, to get a certificate, to teach in the schools. So we have a school, college like that, and they are very grateful to come to our college. And we have a Christian staff. They love these students, and they help them in every which way they are in need of help. And we praise God for that ministry like that. During the COVID, our evangelists were the ones most hard hit, because the churches were closed, there were no offerings, and they are not allowed to go into the streets to preach. There was nothing, no income for them except what we give. And we help them every which way we can see, with groceries and all the other needed stuff for them. We help them financially also, and they are also very grateful. Now they are back in the churches. The churches are open now, but with less restrictions. And they are happy to be in the churches now to worship. And we praise God that God is doing an awesome thing. They are growing in the Lord. And we praise God for their lives, who are transformed from Hinduism. Like there is so much persecution is taking place. India has 1.4 billion people. That's the second largest populated country in the world. And Pastor Terry said after first service, India is going to pass China by 2026. And they're already, when you go into the cities, you have to walk shoulders to shoulder. That crowded the cities are. And the most important thing is, they don't know God, true God. They have so many gods, but they're not the true gods. When they pray, they can't answer. When they seek Him, there is no answer for them. But when they pray, even though they didn't pray to Jesus, when they're in desperate need, Jesus appears to them and He talks to them. And that way there are so many Hindus are also becoming Christians. And there is a freedom is being taken away from Indian Christians. Churches are being burned down and Christians are being beaten. Evangelists are beaten, and they are saying India is for Hindus only. Christians and Muslims get out. And even they are coming up with restrictions. If somebody becomes a Christian from Hinduism, and they are saying you are not allowed to go to a church. We don't know how long we are going to have the freedom. The doors are being shut in front of us. We are not allowed to go to certain areas, some areas. We are not allowed to preach. And we have to watch our shoulders back. And there is a trouble everywhere. But there are still a lot of people still need to hear the gospel. And there are many, many people don't know Jesus. The verse, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And that's what we all need to do. Not just for the pastors, that scripture. Not for the evangelists. This is for each and every one that accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We may not go to different places, different jungle areas, where there are a lot of people that never heard. But there are evangelists out there. They are ready to go, no matter how difficult circumstances are going to be. they're ready to go and share the gospel to these people. But you can help send one of the evangelists who is preaching the gospel to these tribal people who has no other way to hear the gospel. They have no radios, some of them no TVs. They are isolated from the rest of the world. That's the area we want to focus this year, to spread the gospel to these people. And please pray for India and all the children and all the evangelists and all the people of India. And we thank you so much for your prayers. And our families, by the grace of God, they're all doing well. And they're all still out there in the villages and in the jungles. They are praying, sharing the gospel. And we are planning to drill more bore wells when we go. We have already, the funds came for 4 bore wells we will be drilling. That's going to open more villages, more communities for our evangelists to preach the gospel. And we thank you so much. And please continue to pray for us. And there is one scripture, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The world is changing. Not for good. It's falling away from faith, a lot of them. And there is so much corruption is taking place all over the world, not just in one country, everywhere, a lot of corruption and a lot of evil. And a lot of Christians are scared. And they are, but they are, want to go and preach the gospel. So woe to those who call evil good. We see all around us these days, when you are good, they hate you. When you are evil, they praise you. We're seeing this verse come to fulfilling in front of our eyes. There is so much evil is taking place, and but they have the upper hand than the good people. But we have to pray. God is on our side. We have to have that faith and the strength to keep on moving towards the goal. And Jesus is going to come back soon. This is all happening as a sign for the second coming up of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We, the Christians, will leave this earth and be with Jesus forever. Even though there's going to be difficulties in this world, beatings, but once we pass this, there is going to be joy and happiness with the Lord forever, forever and ever. And this life is short. This life may be 75, 100 years. And after this, we will be living forever and ever and ever. We look forward to that day. When our time comes, we will be ready to go and be with the Lord. And we have to keep our faith in Jesus. Thank you so much. And pray for us and all of our children and evangelists. They all remember you in their prayers almost every day. And we are very grateful for your prayers and financial support. Thank you so much and God bless you.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.